Patriotism and concern were on display Wednesday as Toronto City Councillors passed a motion in support of a Buy Local campaign that serves as an affirmation of Canada's sovereignty. The discussion in Toronto City Hall came amid U.S. President Donald Trump's recent threat to impose 25% tariffs on Canadian goods, now on hold for 30 days following a pledge by Canada to beef up border security. During Wednesday's meeting, councillors fretted about the potential impact tariffs could have on Toronto. In response, council voted unanimously to create a comprehensive, multifaceted plan to encourage the city's residents to buy local products and services. Councillors also sought a detailed analysis by city staff about the Toronto business sector, particularly to do with manufacturing, and how changing trade relations with the U.S. could have an impact on local economy. "There's no doubt that we will declare our sovereignty, and we are not for sale, and we are not interested in joining the United States," Mayor Olivia Chow said in reference to Trump's repeated musings about Canada becoming the 51st state. She called Trump's recent moves a senseless economic attack. A separate, more symbolic, motion was also passed during Wednesday's City Council meeting, which is designed to affirm Canada's independence in the wake of American trade and annexation debate. Urgent Canadian pride. Members of council who spoke during the meeting appeared to suggest the city needs to reevaluate its future, whether tariffs go ahead or not. Chow said part of the city's response is a series of initiatives from the Economic Development Department that are focused on pushing Torontonians to buy local and put Canadian industries and workers first. The mayor boasted Toronto's diverse cultural background as an asset in protecting the city's economy, sense of pride, and international connections. "We are the most diverse city on the globe. Every day Toronto reaches out and talks to the world through the at least 200 languages that we speak. That is our unique advantage," Chow said. Cown. Alejandra Bravo, Davenport, said in the wake of Trump's second presidency, "Canada should focus on economic autonomy and work at becoming self-sustaining in order to protect jobs." She also stressed the importance of abiding by international agreements and upholding Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. "When we descend into disorder and chaos, and agreements are ripped up and the things that we committed to as a country are ignored, then we are allowing for this kind of brutal chaos to continue to reign, not just here but all over the world, destabilizing the global economy and also creating displacement of people," Bravo said. "I think this is the kind of chaos that this new president in the United States functions under," she said. "Solidarity with each other is going to rule the day." Cown. Amber Morley, Etobicoke Lakeshore, called recent events a mind-boggling abuse of power, and also highlighted Toronto's diversity, adding that she herself is Canadian and Bahamian. "I know many Canadians call other places home, in addition to Canada, and that's part of what makes us such an incredibly powerful place," Morley said. Cown. Vincent Crisanti, Etobicoke North, struck a patriotic chord too and said not only are Canadians against becoming part of the U.S., but the Americans he knows also do not support the statements about annexation being made by their president. He said the Canadian flag represents the country's pride, strength, and honor. "And yes, I spell honor with a U," he said in reference to the preferred Canadian spelling. "America is not Canada. We love Americans, but America is not Canada, and Canada is not the USA," Crisanti said. "Canada is the best darned part of North America," he added, concluding, "My name is Vincent Crisanti and I am Canadian." While expressions of pride were on display during Wednesday's meeting, some councillors urged their fellow politicians to turn their focus to the practical steps the city might take if U.S. economic nationalism takes hold and starts to shut out Canadian businesses as trading partners. Cown. Stephen Holiday, Etobicoke Centre, said a trade war would not only impact oil and natural resources, but the manufacturing sector in the Greater Toronto Area, particularly in the auto sector, could also be in trouble. "We need to think about where workers will go if those jobs won't exist, how they will get retrained," Holiday said. He asked what government will do in response to the changing economic landscape. City Manager Paul Johnson said it would likely be unwise to stop doing business entirely with American companies, should tariffs be put in place. Johnson estimated within the city's $19 billion operating budget, less than 10% of city contracts were allotted to American businesses. What we're looking at is that percentage that is purely from an American perspective, but there's lots of complexity to the issue of procurement, Johnson said. I think the intent here is for us to be very clear about trying wherever possible to exercise more direction towards Canadian products. Cowan. Brad Bradford, Beaches East York, said the city government needs to be focused on how it can secure the economy and fight for competitiveness and affordability in Toronto. He said Trump's shot across the bow offered an opportunity to look at property taxes, government red tape, and other tools within the city's control to spur on entrepreneurs and create jobs.